Looking at the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Tes Amid Aleph, which is a continuation of the Dinim of Mala Kodshim Bachutz and the Chiyuv Karis in such a case. Echad Kodshim Ksherim, the Echad Kodshim Psulim, the Chiyuv of Allah Bachutz applies even to the case of Kodshim Psulim. We're going to see how to define and circumscribe that category of Kodshim Psulim that lend themselves to Allah Bachutz. Shahaya Psulam Bakodesh. If the Psul can be categorized as Psulam Bakodesh, Vikrivam Bachutz Chayov, if it's, on the other hand, Shalohaya Psulam Bakodesh, then you're not Chayov Alos Chutz. Rashi, back on Daf Samaches Amid Beis, defines Psulam Bakodesh, which means that they became pasul after coming into the Azara. If there was a psul before they came into the Azara, that's called lohaya psulam bakodesh. So the word kodesh in this case means entering into the Azara, post knisa l'Azara. Tosus, on the other hand, back on Daf Samaches, has a kash on Tosus, and Tosus substitutes the following. He says that psulam bakodesh, which is the case in the Mishnah where Yechayf alos chutz, meaning that it was the psul was chal after number one shchita, number two kabbalah b'kli sharis. Tosus offers another possibility that psul b'kodesh means a psul where this kashrus b'bakom acher, for example, malika sa'of biyad smol, which is posul. That would be considered psula bakodesh because, in the case of malika sof biat smol, there could be a hechsher b'makom acher, and that would be the kohen gadol b'yoma kippurim in the case of smol, with regard to the avod of the machta, netilas machta, and in the case of malika sof, there might be a possibility of kashrus also as well. The Mishnah continues in the Sefer Hamale Kizayis Min Ha'ola U Min Ha'emurim Bachutz Chayav. So we're talking about a Karban Ola. Now, in the case of Karban Ola, and we've discussed this in the previous Shia, there are two parts that go on the Mizbeach. Of course, the carbon is kulo kolil, but it subdivides into two categories. There's the basar, and there's the imurim. And the question here that the Mishnah is addressing is, what happens in a case of bachutz, where he was mitzarif to one kizayis, half of a kizayis mina basar, and half a kizayis mina imurim? And the Mishnah establishes that there is such a tziruf, lechayvo bachutz, as if he was maktir bachutz, a full kezias of basar, a full kezias of imurim, because these two, basar and imurim, are integrated into one whole, and they're both together muktarim al gabi mizbeach in the case of a korban ola. The implication here, of course, is that in other korbanos, we're not going to be mitzarif a chatzi zayas of basar with a chatzi zayas of imurim, to be mashlim a shir of kizayis. This is a special unique case in Karban Ola. Just to mention a few points here, that we said that dafka in the case of a murei ola, is there a tziruf with basar ola? In the case of a murim of another karban, they would not be mashlim the kizayis of a chatzi zayis of basar. And in the emurim of two different karbanos, both of which are emurim, there's no tziruf to be mechayivim for mala b'chutz if it was a kezayis, chatzi zayis from emurim of one zevach with a chatzi zayis of emurim and another zevach. So again, this is a restricted din of a tziruf of emurim and basar for the chiyuv chutz in the case of karban ol exclusively. The Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnayis on Kodshim, writes that even in Ola, there's a special din of haktorfei murim levad besides shar evare ha'ola. There are other evarim besides a murim which have the status of and the chiyuv of haktara, but they're not exactly the same as imurim. And for sure, we could talk about basar and say that basar and imurim are two separate entities, even in the case of korban ola. But since they're both muktarim al gabi mizbeach, therefore they're mitztarif to a shir of a kizayis. Now let's take the case, for example, of shar korbanos of shlomim. If you have a chatzi zayis of basar shlomim and a chatzi zayis of a murim, in such a case, in chutz, those two would not be mitztarif to be mashlim the shir of kizayis, because the basar itself is not royal akrova bifnim. Although the murim are burnt on the mizbeach inside, but the basar is eaten by the Yisrael, by the Bailei HaKarbon. So this din, that a murim and basar mitztarif, is applicable exclusively to Karbon Ola. And we're talking about a murim and basar, let's say other chelkei HaKarbon. For example, in certain karbonos, there's an accompaniment of minchas nisachim. Well, that's not going to be mitztarif with the basar, with the murim to be mashlim mekizayis. Because even if you were to be mala a full kizayis worth of minchas nesachim bachutz bifnei atzmon unto themselves, even though you would be chayev for such a thing, that's only because you had a kizayis of minchas nesachim bachutz. But to be mitzarev chatzizayis of minchas nesachim with a morim or bus or basar of chatzizayis, that Tosus says the ramaschel ola would not create a tziruf. Let's go now to the Sugyas HaGemara. We saw in our Mishnah that if a person is makriv kodshim ksherim together with kodshim psulim, or the same din applies to kodshim psulim, he's chayev for chutz la'zara. And the Gemara brings now a source from the pasuk in Vayikra Yitzayin, Tanu Rabbanan. Let's read the whole pasuk. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yale ola o zevach vel pesach o moed lo yivi enu lasos osol Hashem v'nichras ha'ish ahu me'amov. And now the Brisa darshens the words asher yale ola. Ein li ela ola, minayin l'rabos emurei asham. How do we know that a person takes the emurim of a korban asham, which is not explicit in this pasuk, and he's makriv them bachutz, that he's chayev? Ve'emurei chatos. What about chatos? It only mentions ola. Emurei kodshim, kodshi kodshim. Now again, what's kodshi kodshim, Rashi says, besides, in addition to asham, chatos, and ola, all of which were mentioned here already in the Braisa, that's Rashi says kivsei atzeres, which is a carbon tzibur that has the status of kodshei kodshim, and it's brought on chag atzeres. Talmud Loma, how do we know that there's a chiv chutz for the emurim of all these other karbonos which are not explicit in the pasuk? And the answer is o zevach, because the pasuk says ola o zevach. And that's coming to include all these zvachim that we mentioned earlier, all of which are either kodshi kodshim, or perhaps I skipped those three words and I apologize, v'yei murei kodshim kalim, like todo, shalme yachid, yachayev fachutz, and that's derived from o zevach. The Torah could have said the word zevach, and that would have included everything, but the Gemara later on says that we need the pasuk asher yala ola for another drasha, so therefore the O Zevach is going to be the necessary drasha here, the pasuk that we need for this drasha. And it would seem that the O also comes, Zevach would be marba all the other Zvachim, as far as Shechit is concerned. The O is marba Zrikas Adam Bachutz. And that reflects the sheet of Rabbi Akiva back on Kuv Zayin, that there's a separate ribui from O Zevach for Zorek Es Adam Bachutz. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees, and he has another source for Zorik Dam Bachutz, and that's from the Pasuk Dam Yechoshev. The Braisa continues, Minayin L'Rabos. Now we've gone through all the Zvachim of Behemos, whether it's Kodshei Kodshim, Kodshim Kalim, that Yechayv Bachutz. How do we know Kometz? Okay, Kometz is, in a case of a Mincha, there's a Kometz that has to be brought on the Mizbeach. And it's interesting, because there's what's called Kometz, and there's called Shiore Mincha, in the case of Mincha. As far as the Kometz is concerned, the Kometz is Mukhtar Agabi Mizbeach, and the Nosar, which is Shiore Mincha, that's not Karev, that's not Mukhtar Agabi Mizbeach, but rather it's subject to Achilas Kohanim. And in such a case, if you're Makhtir Bachutz, the Shiore Mincha, you'd be Potter, because you're not Chayef Alos Chutz, except on something that is burnt on the Mizbeach Bifnim. So that's why this Braisa emphasizes Kometz. It's the Kometz that's Kolil, that's Mukhtar Al-Gabi Mizbeach. And then we have Ve'halavona. In other words, if you have a Minchas Nedava, you bring both a Kometz and a Levona on the Mizbeach. And then we have Haktores. Every day in the Migdash, they were Makhtir the Ktores, and now he took the Ktores and he was Makrevit Chutz. So he's Chayef for that. We're going to see a Pasuk. And then we have Minchas Kohanim. Minchas Kohanim fits into one of two categories. We have a Kohen took upon himself as an Adava to bring one of the Minchos, the Menachos, or the case of a Mincha that a Kohen brings when he begins his avodah, as part of the chinuch, his first debut as a Kohen. And this is in the parashah in Vayikra Vav, and it says there, v'kevon, and there it says that a Kohen for chinuch, as his tchilas avodah b'mikdash, has to bring a mincha. And kevon, since all minchas Kohen are ola kolil Hashem, it's not like the other cases of mincha that we discussed, which are split into the Kometz and the Shirayim. Here the entire Mincha is Kolil, and therefore if he's Makriv, any part of the Mincha, Bachutz, we'll have to see exactly what the Shir is, he's Chayev. Then we have in the Braisa Minchas Kohanim. I'm sorry. Then we have Minchas Kohen Mashiach. Kohen Mashiach is a reference to the Kohen Gadol. And on a daily basis, he would bring a mincha, which is Asiris Ha'efa Soles, and he was makriv half in the morning and half in the evening. And this is again in Vayikra Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And that too is Ola Kolil, like any mincha of any Kohen. The Braisa differentiates between Minchas Kohen Gadol and Minchas Kohanim, meaning Kohen Hedjot, because Minchas Kohen Gadol is a Machtzis Isaron, whereas Minchas Kohanim is a full Isaron. Then the Braisa includes Menaseach Shloshes Lugim Yayin. Right, we have what's called Nisuch HaYayin, and the Nisuchei Yayin are poured on the Mizbeach, and they are accompaniments to a Karmon that comes from either Kvasim or Izim, not Ayil, because in Ayil we're talking about four Lugim, here we're talking about Shloshes Lugim, so that's unique to the cases of a Keves Va'ez. And he took Shloshes Lugim Yayin and he poured it on a Mizbeach or what have you outside the Azara. These are, as we said before, Niske Yayin that accompany a Karbon. And what about Mayim? On Chag HaSukkos there's also mitzvah of Nisuch Bifnim, and that Shloshes Lugim Mayim, which was sanctified and designated as Niske Mizbeach on Chag HaSukkos. Fine. Rashi points out that this is only in the case of Mayim Shekadishim Lekach, but Hamanaseach Bachutz Mechulin, if there was no designation, and therefore this Mayim is not Royal Mizbeach, for the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim Bechag, there's no Iser of Nisuch Bachutz. And this concept of Nisuch HaMayim, this requirement and mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim Bechag, is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and the Gemara is going to mention that on Daf Kuf Yud. So how do we know in all these cases, which are not explicit in the Torah, and they don't fit into Zvachim in the classical sense of Zivchei Behema, how do we know that you're chayav for Chutz? Talmud Lomar, in the parasha of Chutz, it says, V'al Pesach Ol Moed Lo Yevienu. And it means kol abol pesach ol moed, anything that has a mitzvah hakrova inside the azara, and it's poured on the mizbeach, hayoven oleh b'chutz, yochai f'chutz. Tosus yedivra maschel u'minchas asks, why did the Braisa omit the case of minchas nesachim, which is a mincha abol makarba? And if a person is makriv such a mincha b'chutz, he's chayev, and the Mishnah is going to say this explicitly on Amid Beis. And perhaps the answer is that minchas nesachim, which comes together with the karbon, is included under the general din of karbon, of zevach. And we had at the beginning of the braisa, tamalomer zevach, that a person who's makriv the zevach outside of the azar is chayef alo b'chutz. And zevach would include even these minchas nesachims that are brought as an accompaniment with the zevach. But what we do have in our braisa is Minchas Kohanim, Kohen Mashiach, and those are the two cases of Mincha that are explicit in the braisa. The braisa continues, Ein li ela kodshim ksherim. After all, our Mishnah says that Yechai Bachutz, even for kodshim psulim. What's the source for that? Minai l'rabos. We're talking about a ribui for a person who's makir b'chutz kodshim psulim. And that's what we call in the Mishnah Psulon Bakodesh, Psulon Bakodesh, Kigon. And now the Braisa gives us enumerates a long list of cases of Psulon Bachutz. I'm sorry, Psulon Bakodesh. Kigon Halon. So we're talking about a Murim or a Dam that were left past their allotted time of Akrova, which, as we know, in the case of a murim, is till daybreak the following morning, or in the case of dam, it's nifsal bishkia sachama, so that's called lina. Ve'ayotze, a carbon that left its boundaries, meaning it left the azara. And again, it doesn't matter how long it left the azara, even if for an instantaneous moment, it's already possible b'toras yotze. Ve'atame, let's say dam or imurim that became tame, nishchat chutzus mano, if the kohen had a machsheves chutzus mano at the time of the shechita or chutzum komo, he thought to eat the basar chutzlum komo l'makom amutar. Again, that would split up between kodshe kodshim and kodshim kalim. So, for example, let's say he had a machshava on kodshe kodshim to eat them outside the Azara, or on Kodshim Kalim outside of Yerushalayim. Again, we mentioned Yotze before. I just want to point out to you that in the case of a Muri Kodshim, it means Yotze Chutz LaZara, and in the case of a Murim of Kodshim Kalim, the psul yotze in the case of basar would not apply chutz l'azar, but rather chutz l'chomos Yerushalayim. And then we had chutz l'mzmano, chutz l'mkomo. Now here it's mentioned shechita. The same thing would apply with regard to a machshava bezrikas adam, if he has machshava lachar zman hamutar or chutz l'mkomo hamutar. That also is included in psul, as we called it, Psulim Bakodesh in the Mishnah, back on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. And then we have the case of Kabolas Hadam, Shekiblo Psulim, in other words, a zar who's possible for Kabbal Saddam, or for Zrika for that matter, for Zarkas Domo, or for example, even a Kohen who's a Balmum, and by the way, it mentions here Shechita and Zrika, but it's true for anything in betwixt, for example, Holacha, according to the Chachamim, but the Braisa mentions the beginning and the end, which means the Avodas Adam that starts with Kabbalah and then goes on to Holach and Zrika. Everything, all of these are included in these Machshavos of Chutz L'Zmano, Chutz L'Mkomo, or if there was a Zar or a Balmum here in the middle. And again, let's just mention that, because we're going to have a long list here, that this is going to ultimately lead us to the final line in this Mishnah, that Chayovin Olav Bachutz. Because again, this list, as I said in the introduction, includes the Psulim that are Psulim Bachutz, Psulon Bakodesh. We got to get that phrase right, Psulon Bakodesh, which means that Im Olu Lo Yeredu. So we have on the list all the cases that we mentioned till now, like Lina, Yotze, Tomei, or Shechita with the Machshav Chutz Zman Chutz Komo, or there was a Kabbalah Saddam or a Zrika Saddam by someone who was either possible because he's a Zar or because he's a Kohen Balmum. Here's another few cases. Anitonim Lamata, Shenesonim Lamala. So 90% of our Korbanos require Nesinas Dam below the Chutas Sikra. The rare two exceptions that require dam lamala michuta sikra chatas beimen olasa of. So in all these karbonos, which are nisinas domim lamata, and then he went ahead and he did a zrika lamala, or the flip side nitonim lamala, if he was the kohen was dealing with zrika sadam of a chatas beimen or an olasa of, and instead of doing the zrika lamala nisonim nitonim. Shenosam, excuse me, lemata, below the Chutas Sikra. And the Mishnah already established back on Chavav that in all these cases the carbon is possible. But again, we're talking about Psulam Bakodesh. Then we have the case of Hanitonim Bachutz, which again is 90% of the carbonos, where the Matan Domim is on the Vizbeach Achitzon, which includes Kachim Kalim, and in the case of Chatos, who would include Chatos Hachitzonios. And he went ahead and Nosnam Bifnim. He did the Zrika on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Or the flip side, Nitonim Bifnim, which again is a reference to Parhelim Dovishal Tzibur, Kohen Parakohen Mashiach, Soyer Avodah Zorah. I mean, these are all cases where there's Mazim Hazos, Domim Ala Parochas, and then Azrika on the Mizbeach HaZov inside the Heichal, and a son of Bachutz. Instead, he did all the Avodas Adam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and the carbon therefore is possible. U'Pesach v'achatash and a son of Shalom Lishma. And in this case, in these two cases, it's not the normal rule of the Mishnah, the general universal rule of all Kodshim, of Ksherim v'olu shalo olu l'mbaylum l'shem chova, but rather here it's a din that shalo l'shma pasels the carbons machshova poselis. And for that matter, even if he is makabel the dam shalo l'shma, or he's molech the dam shalo l'shma, the carbon become absolutely posel. That's the sugyan daf yud gimel. Is minayin, how do we know that in all the above cases, he's chayef ha-halos chutz, Talmud Lomar, lo yivienu lasos. The mashmos of the word lasos is kol ha-miskabel b'pesach ol-moed, if the Kabbalah would lend itself to lasos, meaning now he's meant to be zorik the dam on the mizbeach, he's makabel the dam kimitzvaso, and therefore it's psulon bakodesh, is chayov in alav bachutz. He's chayav because it's lo yivienu lasos. It's hameskabel v'pesach olmoit. And even though lechatchila it's not roy to be brought on the mizbeach, because in all these cases that we mentioned it's possible, the carbon is possible, but nevertheless im olu ein yardin, and therefore chayov in alav the makriv is chayav bachutz. Because again, it's not a full-fledged psul to the sense, in the sense or in the context in which it's roy b'di'eved le'asiya mi'bifnim. Had the asiya been done mi'bifnim, if let's say he was mala these karbonas psulim on the mizbeach is lo yeredu, and therefore he's chayev in all these cases for hakrova bachutz. It's called roy le'pesach. Oel Moed. Again, in a strange kind of b'di'eved way, it's Roy LePesach Oel Moed. Now, it's interesting that there are two cases that are so obvious and blatant that are omitted from this price, and one is Nishkata Balayla, the Shechitas Psula Balayla. The other case is Nishpach Hadam. And the answer here, and that you'll see in Tosis, back on Daf Kuf Ches, that this brisa reflects the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, who holds back on Pei Dalid, that these psulim is im olu yerdu, and they're completely excluded from the mizbeach, and that's called ein psulim bakodesh. That's the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, since they're not roy for asiyas pnim, you're not chayv alos chutz. Now we go back to the Mishnah, which states that Hamala Kizayis min Ha'ola, in other words, he has half a Kizayis from the Basarol and half of a Kizayis from the Emurim of an Ola, and he is Mala then Bachutz Yischayev. So the Gemara's Medayik from the Lashon HaMishnah, Ola ve'emureha in Shlamim ve'emureha lo. Although there's a Tziruf to be Mashim a Kizayis in the case of a carbon ola, and we're going to take half a zayis of emurim, half a zayis of basar, and we're going to integrate them and generate a chiyuv. But in the case of shlamim, we're not going to be mitzareif. Let's say he was malah b'chutz, a half a zayis of basar shlamim, and a half a zayis of emurim, he would be patur. And the reason for that is that basar shlamim is not roy laktar b'fnim; it's a necha. Fine. The Gemara adds the fine. Tanina Laha, we have a brisa which is pretty explicit to support this distinction between Ol and Shlom as far as Tziruv Kizayis. The Tana Rabbana, we have a Tosefta. This Tosefta appears in the first perek of Me'ilah. Ola v'emureha mitztarfim l'kizayis la'alos on bachutz. To be mechayev amala bachutz for half a zayis of basar ola and a half a zayis of emurim ola ve. Lechayev aleha mishum pigul, that we can be mitzarif the two basar and emurim to generate a chiyuv pigul by integrating an achila of chatzi zayis basar with a chatzi zayis of emurim. So what we're referring to now is the Parshan Vayikra Zion of Ochel Kizayis Pigul B'mezid His Chayev Kares. So the coin had a Machsheves Chutzles Mano, and now the Ochel is Chayev Kares Vishum Achilas Pigul. And now we're talking about being Mitzarev a Chatzi Zayis of Pigul of Basar Ola with a Chatzi Zayis of Pigul of a murim of Ola, and he's chayev as if he ate a kezayis of pigul, olas pigul, that are integrated into one whole. Because as we said before, we definitely validate the integration of a murim and basar when it comes to an Ola, which is kulo kolil on the mizbeach. And the same applies to Nosar and Tomei. No, it's v'yed a half a zayis of nosa from basar ha'ola with a half a zayis of a murim of an ola, or for that matter, a half a zayis of of Tumah with a half a zayis of Emurim. In all these cases, the Tosefta says that only in Ola is there a tziruf basar ve'murim, but not in Shlamim, as we medayik from the Mishnah itself. So a person eats a chatzi zayis of basar Ola, in the case of Pigul, with a chatzi zayis of Emure Ola, which are Pigul, he's chayav of the same thing. If he eats a half a zayis of Nosar, Mibsara Ola, a half a zayis of Emurim, Mibsara Ola, that's mitztarif as well, to be machayav him for Achilas Nosar. And Tomei is only a lav in the Torah, but if he, we'll call him Reuven, was Tomei, that's Tumas Guf, and then he ate a chatzi zayis of basar ola and a chatzi zayis of a murim, and halacha is that a ochel kizayis kodshim mitumas aguf b'meizel chayv kares in Vayikra Zayin, is therefore in all cases he's going to be chayv, whether it be pigul, nosar, or tameh, for an integration of a chatzi zayis of basar with a chatzi zayis of a murim. And this is all being brought down, this Tosefta, because the mashmos of this Tosefta, the implication is that dafka in the case of Ola, we could be mitzarif basar and emurim, but not in Shlomit. And that's exactly what we medayik from our Mishnah. So therefore the Gemara is quoting successfully a brisa that supports this shita, as we saw before, of Tziruf Basar and Emurim in a carbon ola. Not only as far as Halah B'chutz is concerned, but as far as Achila to generate a Chiyuv Kares in the cases of Pigul, Nosar, and Tomei. At this point, the Sugya presents a stira between our Mishnah and the Tosefta that we just studied. And the Gemara asks the following, Bishloima Halas Ola. I can understand why, with regard to Ola Bachutz, we can differentiate between Ola and Shlamim, because Ola is Kolil, Kula Kol Hashem, and therefore we can be Mitzarif Emurim and Basar in. And we can be Mashlim them to a Kezias with Basar and Emurim, because it's all Roy Laktar Bifnim, Bishlamim Lo. We cannot be mitzarev basar to emurim with regard to the kezayis requirement of shlomim for chutz, because in pnim there's no din of haktara with regard to basar shlomim. Basar shlomim is a nechal; it's not roi laktaras pnim, and therefore there's no chiyuv halos chutz. So that much is fine. Ella, but what about pigul, nosar, and tamei? We're talking about achila, and we want to know about being mitzarev for chatzi zayis of pigul in the case of ola with a chatzi zayis of basar, and why not apply the same logic to other kodshim? My taima, why in the case, for example, of shlamim, are we not going to be mitzarev the basar with the emurim to generate a chiyuv kezayis for the kares of these Yisurim respectively, whether it's a chatzi zayis of pigul on basar with a chatzi zayis of pigul on emurim, whether it's a chatzi zayis of nosar with a chatzi zayis of nosar, tomei and tomei. And the Gemara asks the following stira of Atnan. This is a Mishnah in Masechet Me'ilah. Kol ha-pigulim mitztarfim v'chol ha-nosarim mitztarfim. Again, it doesn't mention Tomei explicitly, but let's go through them one by one. It says in this Mishnah that Kol HaPigulim Mitztarfim that Yochai V'chatas or B'mezid Kares, if you eat Pigul and all the Pigulim on Mitztarfim. And it sounds like we have a carte blanche here to be Mitzarif all Pigulim to set up a Chiyuv Chatos and Mezid Kares if you have a Kezayis by integrating all these Pigulim. And the same applies to Nosar, to be Mitzarif all the Nosarim together to form a Kezayis. The same logic should apply to basar v'imurim to be mechayev atame she'achal mishneim kezayis. So since whether it's basar shlamim or whether it's a murim shlamim, it lends itself to pigul, or alternatively to nosar or to tame, is why shouldn't they be mitzar? If there's no logical reason that would compel us to maintain this position that there's no tziruf as far as achilus kezayis is concerned to all these isurim. Is kasha pigul al pigul, kasha nosar al nosar? Why can't we be mitzareif basar ve'murim of pigul to mechayim v'mechatos or kores? Why can't we be mitzareif basar and emurim in nosar or in tome? Again, we're talking about a korban shlamim, but if they're all the same isur, whether it be pigul, nosar, or tome, why can't you be mitzareif them? That's the Gemara's kasha. And truth be told, what we find in our Mishnah is halah. And halah, we have a very justified, compelling logic to understand why ola is different than shlamin. In ola, that's kuli kol. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to integrate basar and emurim. In other karbonos, like for example shlamim as the paradigm, basar and imurim are two separate entities insofar as the fact that basar is not muktar bifnim, it's nechal. But when you get to various heftes of isur, whether it's called pigul nosar tome and you call it imurim or it's in basar, I mean, what's the difference? It's all the same isur. Why not be mitzarif them? So the Gemara answers pigul at pigul okasha kan. Bepigul, kan b'machsheves pigul. You know, if you're talking about anachilas kezayis, that is an integration of both basar and imurim, chatzizayis of basar and chatzizayis of imurim, both of which are pigul, then enochinam is chayiv chatas, and the Braisa would never deny this. But what's the Braisa talking about? It's talking about machsheves pigul. Here, the Braisa differentiates between ola on the one hand and all the other karbanos on the other hand. In ola, we can be mitzarif basar and emurim in a machsheves pigul. Let's say, for example, if the karb was shechted or the zrikas adam was done al das lahaktir, let's say we're talking about chutz zmano of chatzi zayis mi basar, chatzi zayis mi emurim, both liachar zmano, is in such a case the Tosefta would agree that we can mitzarif the two machshavos of pigul to be mechayev. Why? Because everything is kulay kolil, and one machshava which combines both the pigul of basar with the pigul of a murim, chatzizayis of each, is one machshavas pigul. But in the case of shlamim, where the basar is nechal li adam and the emurim is nechal achilus mizbeach, and his machshava was machshavas haktora of a kezayis of both, meaning the kezayis is comprised of both basar and emurim liachar zmanam, there is no tziruf. The emurim are not mitztarif to the basar if he thought of an achil liachar zman. Why? Because the emurim is haktor al gabi mizbeach, that's achilas mizbeach, and the basar is achilas adam, a distinction which doesn't apply in the case of ola, but in other karbanos, let's take shlamim as our par excellence case. How can you be mitzarif these two when they're so fundamentally different? It's not one achila, it's two different achilas. One goes on the mizbeach, that's emurim, and the other is achilas adam. So the machsheves achila, in the case of muktarim, is an odd kind of machshava, right? Because machsheves pigul in the case of basar is a machsheves achila, again achila chutz zmano. But in the case of the emurim, that's not really a machsheves achila. Or let's take it the other way around. In the case of machsheves haktara liachar zman, why should that have any bearing on necholim? In other words, there's a fundamental difference between achila and haktara. And in the light of that distinction, we understand very well the point, the position of the Tosefta, that we cannot be mitzarif in a machsheves achila chutzuzmano, two types, two categories of achila that are fundamentally different, basar and emurim. So you can't integrate a kizayis from these two. The Gemara goes on and applies this logic to nosar and nosar lokasha. Kan, our Mishnah is talking about a case of nosar, meaning you're talking about eating basar and emurim of nosar, and elchinami, in such a case, we could be mitzaref all these different nosarim together into one kizayis. But kan b'tosefta, which only limits to ola the din of tzirif emurim of basar, but not to shlamim, that's talking about mishen nitosru ad shalom nizrak hadam. It means that the basar and the emurim were lost before zrikas hadam, and what was left that wasn't lost of the shlamim is a chatzi kizayis of basar and a chatzi kizayis of emurim. Now you and I might have said, well, in such a case we can go ahead and be zorik the dam, because we do have all told the kizayis, the minerals worth, but again, that kizayis is comprised of achilus odom and achilus mizbeach, so the Tosefta is mechadish, that in the case of ola, even in such a case, we could be mitzayif the two, and we could be zorik the dam, and therefore you chayev for achilas nosa. But in the case of shlomim, if you're not left with a kizayis sholem of basar, or a kizayis sholem of emurim, then we're not going to be zorik the dam. And the Gemara is going to clarify this later on, that there's no... period. Now, since there's no Zrika Saddam, then we're not going to be chayef for an achila of Nosar by integrating these two together. Basing himself on Rashi here and there, the footnote here clarifies, based on a sugya in Menachos and another sugya in Psachim, the sugya menachas on daf chaf hey amid beis hanitar l'tahorim chayovin alav mishum tuma. Knows if a person eats tumas, eats basar of kodshim b'tumas haguf, he's chayav, but only on the with the proviso that if he had been tar, that basar would be mutar b'achila. Like, let's say, for example, there was no zrikas hadam, and there's an Iser Basa Bachila, and this is a Gemara in Psachim. So you're not Chayef Achila Betuma in such a case. Same thing applies to Nosar, which is derived in Xerah Shava from Tuma Chilul Chilul. So the bottom line of this combination of these sugyas is that you're only Chayef for the Achila's Basar in the case of Tuma Saguf, if a Tar, had he wanted to eat this basar, he mutter to eat the tar. Now here we're talking about a case where there was no zrikas hadam, and therefore there's an iser of achilas habasar even for tahorim. Forget about for a tumas haguf guy. You're not chayev for achila betuma in such a case, because even a tar would be enjoined from eating from this basar because there was no zrikas hadam, and the same thing is going to apply to the iser nosar by virtue of the Gzeirah Shava. So therefore, whenever the principle is that there's no Zrika Saddam, then there's no Chiyuv of Nosar for the Ochelas HaNosar, or for Tuma, in Tumas HaGuf, for the Achilas HaBosar, because there's no possibility of Zrika Saddam. But the Gemara adds an important proviso, mani. And according to this teretz, this understanding of the Tosefta, who is the author of this Tosefta? It's Rabbi Yeshua. It reflects the shita of Yeshua, who holds that if a korban doesn't have a shir of achilas adam after part of it got lost, or a shir of achilas mizbeach, then we're not zorik the dam. The sanya we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yeshua Omer kol hazvachim shebat Torah is nishtayer mehen kizayis basar. Again, we're going on to kuftesam v'desu kizayis chelev.
is Zorikas Adam, but Chatzi Zayis Basav, Chatzi Zayis Chilev, Eino Zorik Es Adam. Again, we'll soon see that Ola is the exception. But as far as all Karbonis is concerned, all Zvachim, other than Ola, says Rabbi Yeshua, if the Basa gets lost or gets burnt, and what you're left with is a chatzi zayis of basa and a chatzi zayis of chelev, that subject haktara b'tor seimurim, is then ein zorken as adam. You can only be zorik as adam if you have a kezayis from either basar or from a murim, but the combination thereof is not going to justify a zrikas basar. And again, that's all kodshim with the exception of Ola. But Ola, chatzi zayis basar v'chatzi zayis chelev, zorikas adam mipnesha kula kolil. We can integrate a chatzi zayis of basar with a chatzi zayis of chelev in the case of an Ola and justify the zrikas adam, because Ola's kula kolil, there's no fundamental distinction between basar and Imurim, or here he calls it Chelev. So therefore, when we have a Chatzi Zayis in the case of an Ola of Chelev, together with a Chatzi Zayis of Basar, and all this was Nishtaya, was left over after the Aveda, after the loss of most of the Basar of the Ola, we can be Mitzayif the two and set up a Shir. And therefore, even Rabbi Yeshua would allow for Zrikas Adam. But in the case of Dam Shlomim, if all you're left with is a Chatzi Zayis of Basar and a Chatzi Zayis of Emurim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you cannot justify Zrikas Adam. And that's what the Tosefti has in mind when it says that there's no Tziruf for Zrikas Adam of Basar and Emurim in the case of Karban Shlomim. And therefore, there's no tziruf to be mechayev on there for achilosam for nosar. The Gemara quoted Rabbi Yeshua, brings the end of Rabbi Yeshua's statement, and that is umincha afilu kula kayemes lo yizrok. There's no zrikas adam according to Rabbi Yeshua in the case of mincha if part of the mincha got lost. And the Gemara asks mincha maya vidite. What are you talking about, zrikas adam in the case of mincha? There's no such thing as zrikas adam in the case of mincha. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Papa, what did Rabbi Yeshua have in mind here? Minchas nesochim aboim azevach. We're talking about a mincha that accompanies a korban zevach, and now the basar of that zevach got lost. Is then there's no zrikas adam for the sake of the mincha? In other words, you might say that if this mincha is coming to accompany the zevach, now the zevach, the basar zevach, is completely lost, so let's at least be zorik the dam, if we have the dam in a mizrak, for the sake of the mincha. Let the mincha stand now on its own as an independent entity. And the answer is afilu kula kiyemes, even though the mincha was not lost, lo yizrok, there's not going to be any zrikas adam for the sake of the mincha. The zrikas adam has to be for the sake of the ikar, which is the zevach itself. So if the basar zevach is lost, there's no zrikas adam for the sake of the mincha, even though the mincha is still chai v'kayim, because hakrovas mincha is not in this case going to be part and parcel of hakrovas zevach, because the zevach is completely lost. And that leads us to the Mishnah here on Daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis. The Mishnah is going to detail a list of other kodshim for which you're chayv on halav b'chutz, and there's going to be machlokas about the shear of hakrova. Hakometz v'alavona, right, the mincha is made up of three parts. There's the kometz, after the kmitza that's burnt on the mizbeach, and the lavona is also burnt on the mizbeach. There's a third part which is called Shiorei HaMincha, which is Nechal HaKohanim. But we're focused now on the parts that are Mukta Al-Gabi Mizbeach, for which Yechayef HaAllah B'chutz, V'Ketores. And on a daily basis, they were Maktir the Ketores twice, what's called a Pras Shacharis and a Pras Bein Arbayim in Shmos Perek Lamed. U'Minchas Kohanim, we said that there are various cases in which the Kohen is Misnadev a korban mincha, u minchas kohen Moshiach. The kohen gadol has to bring a mincha on a daily basis, and that obligation is a special, unique mincha of the Kohen Mashiach, Kohen Gadol. Minchas Nesachim, and these are minachos that are designated to accompany the zevach, the korban. Hiktir me echad mem kizayis bachutz chayv. In any of these cases above, the shear is a kizayis for halo bachutz. Again, yechayv chatos in the case of shogeg, and kares in the case of a mezid. Now, the chiddush here is that, and we'll soon see Rabbi Eliezer's sheet, is that Maila Kodshim Bachutz, the Torah says in Vayikra Yitzayin, Lasos Oso, which sounds like Oso is a Dover Sholem, and you're only Chayef Alos Bachutz in a Dover Sholem. Here, he's only being Makdir a Kezayis worth. And yet, this Mishnah, insofar as it reflects the sheet of the Chachamim, holds that Yechai Faktoras Kizayis Bachutz, Rabbi Lezer Poter. According to Rabbi Lezer, if you are Maktir Bachutz only Kizayis worth, he's not Chayev, Achi Yakov is Kulo. You have to be Makav the entire Kometz, or the entire Lavona, etc., etc. And the reason for that is because Lifnim, you're only Mekayim the Chiyuv if you amale everything Bifnim, the entirety Bishlemus of the Kometz, the Lavona, the Ketores, the Mincha, etc., etc. So since Bifnim, if you are Mala only Kezayis worth, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah, you haven't fulfilled the obligation, because part of it was left out, so too, in Chutz, you're not going to be Chayev for Kezayis. You need a Shir of HaKetorah, which would reflect Yotze Yidei Bailim Chovosim Bifnim. That's Rabbi Yochanan, that's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Now, again, let's emphasize the following. Rabbi Eliezer is moda that when the Pasuk says Lasos Oso, it's going to teach me the shear of HaKetorah that is a HaKetorah Shlema. And not only with regard to the Karban, which requires Shlemus, and so the Shlemus, which is derived from this Pasuk Lasos Oso, is the Shlemus of the HaKetorah, Vashir Sholem, not of the Karban in its entirety. And Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that there's a Mais HaKetorah with a Kezayis, but rather as far as the Shir HaKetorah Sholem, which is required for Maila B'chutz, that's Ad Shetigmar's Kol Avoda. And since Bifnim, if there was a chisaron in any of the above that we mentioned, whether it's Kometz, Lavona, Ketores, etc., the carbon is possible, therefore he's not going to be Chayiv Bachutz, even though the Shir HaKetorah is a Kezayis. So the complexity here in Rabbi Eliezer's Sheet is the following. The Shir HaKetorah is a Kezayis. In other words, there's a Mais HaKetorah even with Kezayis, so he can, let's say, for example, be makdir piecemeal, one kezayis after the other, and that's each mice is a mice haktorah, since it's comprised of a kezayis. But as far as bachutz is concerned, the chiyuv bachutz has to reflect the entire kiyum, nothing less. So the mice bachutz of a kezayis is not enough going to be led to milchayev. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, in all the cases that are delineated here, he's not going to be chayev from Maila Kezayis, he has to be Maila the entire Karban. Now, back on Daf, Kuf Tesam and Aleph, we spoke about the Ola, and we said that you're chayev for being Maila a Kezayis worth of Ola, of the Karban Ola, or if not the Bosa, the Emurim, or a combination thereof, etc. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees to that. He's not disagreeing. What he's saying is that you need the Shir HaKetorah in these cases, Dafka, which would be Ad Sheyakrivu Eskulam, Ad Sheyakrivu Eskulam, in Ola, whether it be Ola or for that matter, a murim and other karbonis. Rabbi Eliezer is moda that the shear is a kezias to be mechayev him for chutz, because there's no psul of chaser, of chisaron in other kodshim, as opposed to, let's say, ketores, for example. We could give many other examples that we see here in the list. So the bailim in other zvachim, in classical zvachim behemis, achieve kapar with zrikas adam, even if there was no aktaras basar or a murim at all. Let's say, oh, I'm speaking about ola, for example, but in other kodshim, achilas abasar, aktaras a murim. And here come along the chachomim, and now we can begin to analyze this machlokas that we're learning about here in the Mishnah, and they say that in the case of komets, for example, even though there'll be a psul in the komets itself, bifnim, in chisaron, if it's not complete, but if the komets as an entity, as an entirety, is kayim, it's chayva kayim, and you amaktir one kezias of that entire komets, that would be considered a ktora. And then he was maktir another kezias till he finally finished the entire volume of the komets, of haktoras komets. Therefore, on each haktora bifnei atzma of a kezias, if we flip it out to chutz lazara, he'd be chayav. So the shear of haktor b'chutz reflects the mais haktor b'fnim, but not necessarily the kashus hakorban. Whereas, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we need a complete gemara avodah b'fnim, and that's what he did b'chutz. The mais haktor of a kezias is not going to be sufficient. So it turns out that both Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer agree that when it comes to the word oso as a mute in a murim, he's not going to be chayv for pochus mikizayis. That's for sure. But as far as the minimum of kizayis is concerned, not in the case of a murim of zvachim, but in the cases that we mentioned here, komets, levona, ketores, minchas konim, etc., there, since there's halach of gemara voda, the requirement is that he complete the entire voda, that's going to fix and establish the shear for chutz, rather than the Maisak Torah, meaning that even in these cases he could have been maktir the komets piecemeal, you know, one kizayis at a time, that would constitute a Maisak Torah. That's not enough to be mechayev him b'chutz. The Mishnah continues, V'kulon she'krivon bifnim v'shir mehen kizayis v'kriv b'chutz chayev. Here's a statement that is universally accepted, even Rabbi Eliezer is modeh, then in all the cases enumerated here in this list, in the Reisha of this Mishnah, if he was makriv bifnim, but he left a kezias, which would have been mashlim, which would have completed the avoda bifnim, and he took that kezias and he was makriv b'chutz, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree in this case, that since that last kezias is gomer the haktora, therefore, he's chayev. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer never denied, as we said earlier, that the shir haktor is a kezias. He just required nigmar avoda. If that last kezias would be bifnim, the gemar avoda, then he's chayev b'chutz. And then the Mishnah says, v'kulon shechasru kol shehu v'kriva b'chutz potur. Even the Chachamu would be moda in all these cases enumerated here in the Reish of the Mishnah, that if part of the subject of the Akrova, meaning part of the Ktoris, for example, was lost or was burnt, and then he was makriv the remainder b'chutz, everybody, even the Chachamu, would agree that you potifalo b'chutz, because what he's left with is not royal Aktor mibifnim. And the reason for that is because even the Chachom agree that you need a sholem and not a chaser to be makriv bifnim, so he can't be chayef alos chutz on something that he cannot put on the mizbeach bifnim. And this is all a reflection of a drasha in the Gemara in Masechta Menachos Daf Tes based on the pasuk Vayikra Beis Vanoseres min haMincha, which means that if there's something chaser from the mincha, from the komets, it's possible, as Rashi quotes here. Now, the Lashon HaMishnah says, it reads the following, Kulam shechasru kol shehu. Again, that's not the girsa of everyone, but that's the girsa that we have in our Mishnah. And to our surprise, that girsa does not include Lavona. And the reason for that is because a Lavona is not nifseles b'chisarn kol shehu. A Lavona is kshera, even if you only had a kurt echad, a small amount left, that's according to Rav Shimon, or shnei kurtim according to Rav Yehuda, in the Sugi Menachos Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Tosis there in Menachos asks the following question. Why in the case of Makdir B'chutz, with regard to a Kometz and a Lavona Shechasu Zipater, after all, Bifnim, the din would be im olu lo yeredu. So to reiterate the fundamental underpinning of Tosus's Kasha, we said that Yechayv Fachutz, the rule, is im olu lo yeredu, meaning what you're being makriv bachutz, male bachutz, is subject to hakrav al gabi mizbeah. So if that be the case, in the case of Makdir Bechutz, Kometz Olavona of Chaser, which the Mishnah says everybody agrees you're potter, Bifnim, the din in such a case would be im olu lo yardu. And if there was a Chaser situation, whether it be Kmitz or Aktara, even though it's Nifsal, it would be possible the Kodesh, which means im olu lo yardu. So why should he be Chayef Allah Bechutz in such a case? And Tosus answers that since we have a miut from Oso, the pasuk comes to exclude that he's not chayv on chasa. The svara is that if he's makter b'chutz a kometz that's chasa, he's going to be potter. Now Rashi mentions that in the case of chasa, he's not chayv alos b'chutz because it became posel b'chisaron, and a makriv kizayis from an ola or a murim, whether it's the boss of the murim in the case of chasa, is chayv. But that would only be if it's not posel b'chisaron. That's as far as most of the Mishnah is concerned. But here, the Mishnah adds one last point. And that din is the following. That hamakriv kodshim ve'emurim b'chutz chayav. What's the Mishnah adding now? We're talking about halo b'chutz. He was makriv basar kodshim and emurim. They were mechubarim yachad. They were connected to each other. And he does this b'chutz. He's chayev for haktaras emurim. Now, we know that yachayev haktaras emurim b'chutz, in the case of basar, in the classical zevach, not ola, the basar is not something that you're makriv b'chutz, b'fnim, and therefore you're not chayev b'chutz. So what's the Mishnah adding over here? So we're going to see in the Gemara itself, we're just anticipating that this last part of the Mishnah deals with halacha like chatzitza, kind of chatzitza halacha. In other words, in all karbonos, with the exception of ola, the basar is not roi laktara. Now he piles up a murim for the marocha, and he piles up basar as well. It's all tzavet gemisht, you know, it's all mixed together. And therefore, in Pnim, this would not be a halah if we'd assume that there's a chatzitza between the emurim and the maroch and the fire itself. And if you're not chayv b'fnim, then you're not chayv halah b'chutz. The Mishnah wants to tell us that no, the basar is not called and does not constitute a chatzitza. And therefore, the emurim are still considered roi laktara, despite that separation of basa wedging between the emurim and the eish, and therefore yechayef halah b'chutz in such a case. Now the Mishnah mentions kodshim and emurim in the plural to teach us that even if he was meniach a whole bunch of karbonos, one on top of the other, it's not considered a chatzitza and he'd be chayef for all of them. The Gemara begins by quoting a braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, we're talking about Ketores. Now, Amaktir Kezayis Bachutz Chayov, he's Chayov Kores, because he was Mala the Shear of a Kezayis of Ketores. And then the Braisa goes on to tell us that if he was Maktir Chatzi Pras Bifnim, In other words, less than the shear of mitzvah ktorah. The mitzvah ktorah is a pras, which is equivalent to the weight of 50 dinrim, or, if you will, a chatzi mona. It's called a pras miloshim prusa. In other words, it's only half. So a chatzi pras, even though it's larger in volume than a kezias, nevertheless, he's potter. And pashas, the reason why he's potter is because he did pachas mikashir. But we've been talking about a kezias as the shir, at least according to the chachamim. So we'll have to see how the Gemara analyzes this price. The other possibility, but again we're anticipating what's coming down the line, is that we're talking about a chiddush of the tzibur, that they could be yotzei even with less than a shir of a pras, which regard to the daily mitzvah of haktoras haktoras. So we're not talking about chutz now. So the Gemara says the following: Kasalka daitoch. The Gemara thinks that we should interpret this price of my potter. What does the word potter mean? Potter zar. That if a zar was maktir less than a pras bifnim, although normally a zar is chayv avoda, a chiyuv misa bidei shamayim. In this case, he was only maktir a chatzi pras, which is less than the shear of ktores, and therefore he's potter mi misa. So the Gemara asks, Amai, why should it be potter for the haktorah of a kezias that's chatzi pras, haktorah he? No, that even though he wasn't makdir the sheer sholim of a pras, but nevertheless he was makdir a maisa haktorah of a kezias. And we said in the opening part of this price, so that if he's makdir a kezias bachutz, he's chayev. Why? Because that would be considered a sheer of haktorah bifnim. Well, if it's a shir akhtar bifnim, then a zar should be chayv misa for being makter chatzi pras. Om Rabbi Zera, Om Rabbi Chizda, Om Rav, Om Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Marav. We're not talking about a ptur on a zar. Enochinami, if a zar was makter bifnim, even a kezias worth of ktores, he'd be chayv misa. My potur, what does the brisa mean when it says potur? We're talking about a maktir chatzi pras bifnim, and he's potter, meaning he's potter b'tzibur. In other words, the mitzvah of haktoras haktores, was fulfilled with even pochos mi pras. So once they were maktir a kezias worth of ktores, then they were already yotzei b'dieved the mitzvah of haktoras haktores. The tzibur was yotzei because ktores, like any carbon tzibur, is a chovas tzibur. Now the Gemara postulates a stira, lechora, contradiction within the perspective of Rabbi Eliezer's shita between the Braisa and our Mishnah. This is going to occupy our minds for the balance of this daf. Omer Abzeri Kashali Ha Kashali. This is my problem. Hodi Omer Rav Allah. Rav here interpreted this Braisa as saying Dibaha in this din, that if he was makted b'fidim pochus mi pras of Ktoris, then the tzibur is yotzi dechovasam. Afilu Rabbi Eliezer. The impression you get is this would apply and be accepted even according to Rabbi Eliezer. The premise is that even Rabbi Eliezer would be mode, as Rav says, that in the ketiru bifnim, if they were makter the ketores pochos mi pras, they would be yotzi dechovasam the tzibur. Is it's difficult to ha Rabbi Eliezer lav haktorehi. Lav haktorehi kamar. Rabbi Eliezer holds in our Mishnah that you're not chayev halah bachutz with less than a pras of ktores, your potter. And the reason for that, it's not called the shir of haktorah. So then why bifnim would the tzibur be yotzi yedei chovosim with less than a pras? That's the kasha here, the stira l'chora of Rabbi Zera. And it would seem from the kasha of Rabbi Zera that if not for Rav, we could have suggested, again Rav holds that even Rabbi Eliezer's moded for this din, but if not for Rav, we would have said that Rabbi Eliezer is not moded to this din. Now, what about according to the Chachamim? Is this smooth according to the Chachamim? The Tzibur are potter for Kizayis, meaning that they were Yotze the Chiyuv, and therefore the Chachom say Yechayif Alos Kizayis Bachutz, even though it's less than a pras. But that's not because they were Yotze the Chiyuv Bifnim, but rather because Haktoras Kizayis is considered a shear. Like, for example, we saw in the case of Kometz, the Chachom say Yechayif for Halah Bachutz of a Kizayis of Kometz, even though Bifnim you would not have a Kapora, and the Bailam would not achieve a kapara with Kizayis. So why is the Gemara assuming that there's an interdependence here between the Pnim and the Chutz? That if the Pnim you Yotze with that small shear, then you're Chayif Alos B'chutz, and if not, you're not Chayif Alos B'chutz. Here's the case of Kometz, where you're Chayif for Halos Kizayis B'chutz, and it's not because they would be Yotzi Yidei Chovosom with a Kizayis, because the Kapor of the Bailim is not clinched by a Kizayis. In the case of Kometz, you need the entire Kizayis. It's a Choser without the entire Kizayis. So why assume that since the Chachom say Yochayev Bachutz for Kizayis, a chatzi pras, let's call it, of ketores, therefore you would definitely yotze, the tzibur is definitely yotze bifnim. That's a difficult point. And that point is addressed by the Mishloah Melech in Maisa Karbonis Perek Yutes. In any event, the Gemara answers this stira of Rabbi Zeir in a number of different ways. We'll start with the approach of Rabba. Omar Rabba, bak Torah deheichal. We're not talking, as we thought, as we assumed, about the daily ketores that was brought in the, or let's call it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZov, inside the Heichal. Because in that case, everyone would agree that the Tzibur is Yotzi Dechovosam with a Kizayis worth of ketores. The Torah doesn't give us a shear, says Rabbah, with regard to the daily Haktoras Haktores. And even though Tosus points out that there is a halacha l'moshe miSinai that requires a shear of pras on the twice daily Haktores, but nevertheless, b'dieved, according to this the halacha l'moshe miSinai, you yotze even with a kezayis. So that's not an issue at all. Keep ligi. What's the machlokes chin chachom Rabbi Eliezer? We're not talking about the haktora of the heichal, but rather haktora bifnim. Here the word bifnim takes on a very unique meaning, and it's referring to lifnai v'lifnim. And that's the ketores that the Kohen Gadol is makter once a year on Yom HaKippurim, lifnai v'lifnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And there there's a shear which the Torah specifies, which is called malok chofnov. You know, as much as he can get in two cupped hands put together. And as Demar Savar, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he says that if you are makdir a kizayis worth bachutz, then your potter, he holds moly chafnov dafka. That as far as the ketores of Yom HaKippurim, the Torah specifies in Vayikra Tezayin molo chafnov, and it's got to be molo chafnov, nothing less will do. And if he was makter bifnim less than a meloch hafnav, then the avoda of haktor lifnai v'lifnim would not have been fulfilled. V'lo yotzi yidei chovasa. And therefore, maila b'chutz, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not chayev for less than a meloch hafnav. Mar savar, but according to the sheet of the chachamim that say you chayev alo b'chutz, even in a kizayis, meloch hafnav lav dafka. Although lechatchil mitzvah, the Kohen has to do melo chafnav, but if he's makdir bifnim in the Kodesh Kadoshim, even a kizayis, he was yotze, and therefore the maila b'chutz is going to be chayev for a kizayis. Tosus Divrei Maskil Mar asks the following question: why did the Gemara have to say that according to Chacham the shir of melo chafnav is lav dafka, even if bifnim you'd have to be makdir this shir? And dafka this year, Maloch Chofnov, they could still say that Yechayev Bachutz for Kizayis, just like we saw in the case of Kometz, that even though bifnim you require kulo and not a chaser, but nevertheless you chai faktoris kizayis min hakometz bachutz. And Tosus answers that only in the case of kometz do the chachom say you chai faktoris kizayis bachutz, because we found bifnim that there's a din of pigul in a mincha if the kohen had a machshava to be maktir kizayis of the kometz liachar zmano, chutz lizmano. However, in the case of ketores, where there is no din of pigul, as the Gemara defines it back on daf mem beis amid beis, we don't find the chashivas of a shir of kizayis, and therefore, if the chachom is saying that yichai for kizayis bachutz, it must be the bifnim, that would be the shir of haktora, and therefore the Gemara concludes that moli chofnov is lav dafk. Omali Abai, Abai talks to Rav and he says he's not happy with this. How can you possibly say that the Kohen Chacham, the Shir of Molei Chafnov, in Aktoris Pnim, meaning Lifnai V'Lifnim, is Lav Dafka? We have a rule with regard to Avoda that when the Torah specifies Chuka, that means it's critical, it's Ma'akev. V'Kikok Siva Chuka V'Aktoris Pnim Hudich Siv, in the parish of Aktoras Lifnai V'Lifnim of Yom HaKippur of the Ketores, it says V'Yisa Zos Lachem Chukas Olam. And the word chukah teaches me that it's ma'akev, as the Gemara establishes in Yuma Madaf Samach Omer Aleph Legabi Seder Avodas Yom HaKippur El Omer Abaye. Now we go to Roman numeral number 2, an alternative reconciliation of this stira and the stira in Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi assumes that according to all the deos, nobody disagrees, the ketores behechal, ifnai, the ketores behechal, meaning on a daily basis, is the shir, is a kizayis. Which means that not the way Rabbi had it, the kuliyamalo pli, as far as haktoras is concerned, on a daily basis, that Rabbah had said that in Aktoras Heichal on a daily basis, Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, everyone agrees that the Tzibra is Yotze with Aktoras Kizayis, and Abai would reiterate that same position, that everybody agrees Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, that Aktoras Heichal on a daily basis is a shear of Kizayis, and therefore Yechayv Bachutz for Kizayis, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. But rather, machlokes here is about haktora bifnim, the haktora on Yom HaKippurim. He says kuliyam lo pligi. So we're talking about chutz, about malah b'chutz. That's going to be the subject of the machlokes with regard to the ketores of Yom HaKippurim, that he was malah b'chutz. Not the way Rabbah had it, that the machlokes was in the case. I'm sorry, I made the same mistake a second time. At least I'm consistent. Just like Rabbah said that the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim was in the case of the ketores of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, but then the issue was whether Moli Chofnov is bedafka or not, and it's critical. Here we're saying in Abaye that everybody agrees that the shear of the chukah teaches me that the shir of haktoras bifnim is definitely no less than maloch chafnov. Ki pligi, what are they arguing about? If he was maktir bachutz, a kizayis of the ketores of Yom HaKippurim, the subject of the machlokas is whether he could derive the din of halah b'chutz with regard to the ketores of Yom HaKippurim from the daily ketores with regard to haktoras chutz. In other words, we've already established that with regard to haktoras of the daily haktoras, everybody agrees that the shir is kizayis. Do we have a right to derive from that, by analogy, that halah, the shir of halah b'chutz in the case of the ketores of Yom HaKippurim is also a kizayis? Marsover, according to the Chachomim Yalfinan, Pnim Michutz. We're going to derive the Chiyuv of Halah Bachutz in the case of the Ketores of Yom HaKippurim from the Din of Halah Bachutz in the case of Ketores, the daily Ketores of the Heichal, where you're going to be Chayef Fraktorah Halah Bachutz of a Kizayis. In other words, even though the Shir of HaKetorah to be Mechayef Fachutz, we're going to derive from Ketores of Heichal that the Shir is Kizayis. I shouldn't say even though, I leave out the words even though. Umar Savar, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Yalfinon, we don't have rights to establish an analogy between the Chiyuv Halo Bachutz vis-a-vis the Ketores Bifnim, the Ketores of Yom HaKippurim, and the Chiyuv of Mal of HaKetor Bachutz vis-a-vis the daily Ketores, which is called the Ketores HaHeichal. In the Ketores Pnim, the shear is going to be Moli Chafnov. Less than that is not called Akhtora. Even though we found, and Rabbi Lez doesn't deny it, that with regard to the Ketores and the Heichal on a daily basis, the shear of Kizai is enough to Mechayev him for Halah Bachutz. But to make this jump, and to make this equation between Ketores Bifnim, meaning Lefnai V'Lefnim, and Ketores B'Heichal, that's not a valid equation. Now, Rashi postulates that the Machlokes here is just the way we formulate it. Rabbi Nachmanel has an entirely different approach to Abaye, and he holds that the explanation for Abaye is the following. Everybody agrees that Maktir Bechutz, if we're talking about the Ketores of Yom HaKippur, you're going to be Chai for Kezayis. The Machlok Shin Chachom Rebbe Lozar in our Mishnah is the case of Maktir Beheichal in the Beis HaMikdash, a Kezayis of the Ketores of Lifnai V'Lifnim. Notice the Chachomim derive that the Chiyuv in a case of a Kezayis, from the fact that Maktir Kezayis Bachutz is Chayiv, Rabbi Lezer says Yepotur, we don't derive the din of Pnim from the din of Chutz. And it would seem that the Rambam actually embraces the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. In other words, what's the status of the Heichal regarding Ketores of Yom HaKippurim, which has to be Muktar Bifnai B'Lifnim? Does it have the status of chutz for the chiyuv of ma'ala b'chutz? That's going to be the subject of the machlokas between Chachom and Rabbi Lezer and Mishnah. Chachom are going to establish that heichal is called chutz vis-a-vis lifnai v'lifnim. Everything's relative. And since the Torah requires the Ketores of Yom HaKippurim lifnai v'lifnim, if he took it out of lifnai v'lifnim and he was makdir kezayis of the Ketores in the Heichal, right? In other words, instead of being Maktir, this Kezayis of Ketores Yom HaKippurim, he was Maktir that Kezayis of the Ketores Yom HaKippurim outside the Kodesh Kedoshim in the Heichal, on the Mizbech HaZov. Chachomim say that he's Chayev for Halah B'chutz. Rabbi Lezer says, Yipotur. We're not going to derive Dinim of Halah B'chutz from the din of Yom HaKippurim. That's a separate entity that requires Kodesh Kedoshim, doesn't reveal anything about the Heichal and the status of the Heichal. Now, the Rambam that I mentioned earlier holds that if you makti the Ketores of Yom HaKippurim in the Heichal itself, you chayev Misa. And the Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rambam derives that halacha from our sugya. The Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, in his Evan Ozel, says that the Rambam understood the sugya like Rabbeinu Chananel did, and he paskins like the Chachamim.
and therefore by taking the ketores lifnai v'lifnim and being makdir kezayis of it outside in the echal, we pass like chachom yechayev v'chutz. Now, how do we know that if you're makdir in the hechal the ketores of that belongs lifnai v'lifnim yechayev misa? Where's the source for chayev misa? You know, we've been talking about chutz as a mechayev of kares, not misa. In any event, let's go on. Omar Rava. Rava's not happy with Abaye as well. And we're going to have to offer a third alternative. Hashta chutz mi chutz lo yalfi rabbanim pnim mi chutz mi boy. Your premise, Abaye, that you can derive dinim from pnim to chutz, meaning that according to the Chachamim, you would be chayiv, going back to Rashi, leave out Rabbeinu Chananel, right? You'd be chayiv for a case of haktoras kezayis of the ketoras bifnim bachutz. Even though, again, the shear of ketoras bifnim, when I say bifnim, I mean yom kippurim lifnai bifnim, is molo chofnov. And how do you derive that from chutz? Because just like in the case of the ketoras of the heichal on a daily basis, you or chayev for kezayis bachutz, so too you chayev for kezayis bachutz regarding the ketores lifnai v'lifnim. That premise that you could derive from chutz to pnim is impossible. It's untenable. It's untenable. And Rav at this point doesn't tell us why. And it's clear, says Rav, that lo yalfinan pnim michutz. I'm sorry, lo yalfinan chutz mi, that if according to Chachamim, and this is a dover posh, the Gemara is going to spell out why, that you don't learn chutz mi chutz, then certainly you're not going to learn pnim mi chutz. So Gemara says mayhi. Let's try to understand what Rava is talking about, why he rejects Abaye, and then we'll try to understand how Rava substitutes his own answer for that of Abaye. The Sanya we learned in a braisa, Yachal, I might think that Maila Hamaila Pachutz Pachos Mikizayis Kometz Upachos Mikizayis Emurim Vamanase Pachos Shoshalugin Yayin. That's the Minchas Nesachim. Upachos Mishloshalugin Mayim in the case of Niske Mayim of Chagas Sukos. Yehi Chayav, I might think the Yachai from Maila Bachutz, even in less than a shear. And even though in Kol Tarkula we say Chatzi Shear, for example, Chatzi Zayis might be perhaps Minat Torah, but nevertheless, it doesn't have the same status as the Shir Sholem. What's this Hava Mina Yochel that we need a Pasuk to exclude Pachas Mikazayis in the case of Kometz and so forth and so on? The answer is that Bifnim, we have Halachas as Tosas of Paku Evarim, Me'al Gabi Mizbeach Haivlach Zirot. Meaning that even a pachas mikizayis in some sense is a sheer faktor. If it fell off the mizbeach, you have to put it on to the mizbeach. Talmud Lomar in the parsha of Allah b'chutz v'yikri zayin says lasos oso ala sholim chayev. When you chayev for chutz for sholim, venu chayev ala choser. So in all these cases of pachas mikizayis, pachas migimel lugim, etc., etc., we're talking about a choser, and it's not a sheer sholim, and therefore you potter. So Rava asks the following question on this braisa. He says, "V'apachus mishlosha lugim de isbehi kamez zaysim v'lo yalfi rabbana chutz michutz." In other words, in the case of gimel lugim, which contain in pachus migimel lugim, right? We're talking now about minchas nesachim. We could talk also about niske mayim on shafta mayim v'sosin on yom ha'sukkos. Is all these shiurim have a kezayis and even more than a kezayis, multiple kezayisim, and yet they ask your potter. And the question is, why don't we derive pachos mi gimel lugim from chutz, meaning from the case where you maktir bachutz a kezayis of a murim and you chayav? Why couldn't the Chacham derive a chiva nisuch in pachas migimel lugim bachutz because the
the multiple kizaisim that it makes up. Well, for that matter, let's just talk about one kizais. And you'll ask me, well, where you chayiv in chutz for one kizais? The answer is in a murin. If he was malei murim b'chutz, all he needs is a kizais worth of a murim, and he's chayiv. Now, in this case, all the avodas that we're talking about are on avodas chutz. They're all done and implemented on the mizbeach achitza. So we're not going to derive chutz mi chutz. We're going to say that in these avodos of komets, yinachai pochus mi kizayis b'chutz, or nisuch yinachai mishloshel lugim b'chutz, we're not going to derive it from the case of emurim in zvachim, in zivchei behema. So you're not even deriving chutz mi chutz. Is how much more so, says Rava, with a Kal Vachomer, you cannot derive the din of Ketores Bifnim from the din of Ketores Bachutz. Ketores Bachutz meaning in the Heichal. Elam a Rava, this compels Rava to offer an alternative suggestion to be Miyashev the Stira in Rabbi Eliezer, that in truth our Mishnah and the Braisa are dealing with the case of Ketores Heichal Shel Kol Yom. As we said before, there is no shir menatorah explicitly, an explicit shir with regard to haktorah sahechol shel kol yom v'yom. It's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. But even as far as halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is concerned, we said that b'dieved yotze, even with a kezias, that's as far as the ketores on a daily basis. And that's true even according to Rabbi Eliezer. And we pointed out in the name of Rav, that he, the Tzibur, would be Yotzei Bifnim, according to all days, their Chova, the daily Haktores Haktores, in the Heichal, with a minimum shear of a Kezias. But what is the subject, the Machlokas, now between the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer? And here we're about to turn to Daf Kufyudom and Aleph, Kigon de Kvinu Lishnei Chatzoi Pras Bimona. And what he did was, he took two Chatzoi Pras of the Ketores HaHechel, the daily Ketores, into a Kli. And once he adds them into one particular Kli, there's something called Kiddush Kli, but now we're going even beyond Kiddush Kli. And Marsov, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Kvius Mona Milsehi, that kvius of a kli is something very significant. And since the kli is mitzaref, these two chatzoi pras, into one shir sholim, it integrates them into one shir, even though minat Torah, the ketores haechal, doesn't require the shir, but nevertheless he was mitzaref them in a kli, and they become one shear now, and if he's mocked, they're only part of that shear, bifnim, it's a psul of chaser, and therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, whenever you're part to be din chaser bifnim, then you're part to be din halah b'chutz. So here's a case where you are mala b'chutz, a chatzi mona, chatzi pras, and you're part, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because you're mitzarif the two chatzoi pras of the Ketor Seichel in one kli. Umar Savatanakama holds with regard to Kviyus HaKli, Lav Milsehi. It doesn't have any impact, it's not effective to be Mitzarif the Ketores for a new Shear just because they put the two parts into one Kli, and therefore, even so, despite the Kli, the Ketores will still be kosher with the Kezias. And if it's kosher with the Kezias to be Otsi Dechovoso of the daily Chiyuv of Ketores Bifnim, then as far as the Mala B'chutz is concerned, it'll be Chayav for Kezias as well. Now, once the Gemara mentions here the din of Kvius Kli with regard to Halo B'chutz, the Gemara goes a step further and adds another din with regard to Kvius Chutz. Again, based on the Chachamim who hold that Kvius mana meaning in Kli Sharis is Lav Klumhu, Omar Rava Hashto, now that we learned Tilman the Omar going to the Chachamim Kvius, so the mana Lav Klumhu, that the Kli Sharis is not Kovea, that which is inside of it to one Shear, to integrate into one Shear. Therefore, with regard to Minchas Nesachim, now Minchas Nesachim, the Shear changes depending upon
what zevach you're accompanying in, right? Minchas Nesachim or lugim of yayin that come to accompany a zevach. Now, if the zevach is brought as a par, then the shear is shisha lugim. Now he puts shisha lugim of yayin for minchas Nesachim of a par into one kli, and then he draws forth from this kli mashach men arba lugim. V'krivam b'chutz, according to Rav Yischaiv. You might say that there's a shear now with regard to an accompaniment, an attachment to a par of six lugim, and he put all the six lugim into a single kli. If there would be a kvias kli, then he would not be chayv halo b'chutz with regard to these lugim of yayin in less than six, with less than six lugim. And that's not true. Why? Because the Chacham rejected the din of Kviyus Kli, and therefore he's going to be chayev for four lugim b'chutz. Why? Because these four lugim are re'uyim. They can come on the Mizbeach as a minchas nesachim li'ayil. The shear of an ayil, I forgot to mention that, is four lugim. And we're going to soon see that the shear for a keves is three lugim. So it goes from six down to four down to three. And therefore, says Rava, if he was koveya in the case of an ayil, four lugim of yayin into one kli, and then he draws off mashgam shlosha lugim, which are not ruim for a niske yayin of an ayil, but they are ruim for niske yayin of a keves. The shear is shlosha lugim, so we're not going to say that since he was mitzarif all our ba lugim into one kli, therefore it's mishayer, and he's not chayev for chutz unless he is maktir all four lugim. And the answer is no, there's no kvius in a kli. Now, from this point in on, chasru kol shehu vekriva b'chutz pot, less than shlosha lugim, it's not roy in any case of niske yayin for the haktor al gabi mizbeach, and therefore less than shlosha lugim b'chutz, he's potif alo b'chutz. Now here we have a kasha of the sfas emes, and he asks the following: why does the Gemara say that this was Rava's approach, that this machlokas between Chachomim and Rabbi Eliezer about Kviyus Kli applies in the case of Shnei Chatzoi Pras? That was Rava's language. Why didn't he just say that he was Meniach a Pras Sholem in a Kli? And even though the Torah recognizes less than that as a Kium, and he would be Yotzei the Din of Haktoris Bifnim with less than a pras, but since the Shir L'Chatchil is a pras, if he put a whole pras into a Kli, the Chachom would say, therefore, the Kli is, Rabbi Lezer, I should say, would say, therefore, the Kli is Mitzarif then to a pras Sholet. And Bechlau, we don't understand this halach of Kviyus Kli according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, with regard to Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, that in the case of Levona, he's not Chayev for a kezias, we should ask the question: the shear of Levona is definitely less than a kezias, because the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda with regard to the minimum shear of Levona is either a quart or two quarts. And nevertheless, Rava answers here that we could be miyashiv this stira, that we're talking about a case that he was koveh the Levona in a Kli. And since in that case, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Kviyus Kli is effective, it's meaningful, he's potter if he wasn't makir the entire shear. Now Rav Ashi has Roman numeral number 4, a fourth yishuv to reconcile the Lachora Stira in Rabbi Eliezer. And we're going to talk about, going back to Abayis Shita, a case of Ketoras Heichal, and the Braisa is addressing the case of Ketoras Heichal, which according to everyone, the shear is a Kezias.
because the Torah doesn't specify a shear of Ketoras Heichal. Our Mishnah is talking about a case of the Ketoras of Yom HaKippurim, which is Lefnai V'Lefnim. And the Machlokis now between the Chachomim of Eliezer is about whether we could derive Pnim Michutz. And again, we're going to have to swing back and answer Rava's objection. So it means that the din of Halas Chutz of the Ketores Bifnim can we derive from the Ketores Hecha? And if we do, then the shear of Ketores Pnim, meaning Lefnai V'Lefnim Yom Kippurim, is going to be Bachutz, a simple minimum Kizayis. That's going to be the Shitas Chachomim. We have Rava's objection, which Rava said that in the case of Nisach HaYayin, or for that matter Nisach HaMayim, the Chacham did not derive a shear of less, again, Falos Chutz, Haktoros Chutz, a shear of less than Shlosha Lugim from the case of a Murim, where a Murim in a classical Zevach Yechai Bachutz for Kezayis. So if you're not willing to derive Chutz mi Chutz, and certainly not, you're not willing to derive Pnim mi Chutz. And the answer is, says Rav Ashi, that's not a kash at all. Why? Because Nisuch Me'aktora Lo Yalfi Rabbonon. In the case of Nisuch, that's a whole different type of avoda. So yeah, you're talking about comparing your taktora se murim, and now you want to derive conclusions, a shear of kezayis and chutz, from aktora se murim to Nisuch hamayim. Afagav the chutz mi chutz, even though both are achieved and implemented on the mizbeach achitzon, lo yalfi. There's a very sharp fundamental barrier that we set up between the laws of Nisuch and the laws of Haktorah. However, Haktorah, Me'aktorah Yalfi, we can compare a Haktoras Ketores Bifnim to Haktoras Ketores Bachutz. Chutz here means in the Heichal, it's relative to the Pnim of Kodesh Kadoshim Yalfi. They're both Haktorah of Ketores. Even though Afagav the Chutz Mipnim, even though we're talking about the case of chutz, which means again relative to the Kohen Gadol's Yom HaKippurim Ketores, which is Lefnai V'Lefnim, we're talking about the daily Ketores, which is chutz, again relative chutz, it's also in the Pnim, it's in the Heichal, but not in the Kodesh Kadoshim. This is a case where we could derive chutz from Pnim and Pnim from chutz. Why? Because they're both considered the same category fundamentally of hakrova. They're both considered what we call haktoras ktoras. So at this point, we are here on Daf Kuf Yud, and we're up to Vekulam Shechasru, which is approximately 10 lines down from the top, and the Mirtz Shem will continue in the next shiur.